the candidates introduced themselves to a room full of prosecutors. They appeared at a gathering of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association in Appleton. Each one spoke of his or her personal and professional backgrounds. First up was Dane County Judge Paul Higginbotham. He said his experience in state, county, and city governments will give him a unique perspective on the bench. And he said it's important to have a trial court judge on the Supreme Court.
That's important because we understand the context within which these cases are developed. And as we're reviewing cases on the Supreme Court, that understanding is important. It helps round out an understanding about what those cases are all about. What are the pressures that attorneys and judges face, as well as the people who go before the trial courts.
Next on the dais was a judge who now sits on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Pat Rogensack told the DAs of her plan to have the high court work more closely with appeals courts to identify murky legal issues.
The Supreme Court could also direct the Court of Appeals to identify certain issues that they're concerned about, and they have their own concerns and their own agendas. But what I would like to propose is that the Supreme Court take 70 certifications from the Court of Appeals and continue to take and decide the 70 cases that they do now.
Lastly was Barron County Circuit Court Judge Ed Bruner. He reiterated a pledge that he will not accept campaign donations from special interest groups. He also said the next Supreme Court will have to contend with new twists on old legal issues.
Because of new things that are happening in the world, because of homeland security, there's going to be issue after issue that comes back before this court asking the Supreme Court to craft sensible decisions for the future of Wisconsin.
The three will face off in a February primary, then the general election is in April. They're running for a seat vacated by Justice William Bablich, who's retiring. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.